The Dave Clark Five, any way you want it, from 1964, here on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
We have with us in studio Christina Cantrell, the program director of St. Andrew's Bay Watch. Good morning.
Morning, thanks for having me.
Absolutely happy to have you. So tell me, what is the St. Andrew's Bay Watch?
So St. Andrew Bay Watch is a 501c3 nonprofit in Bay County, and we've been operating since 1989, collecting water quality data in St. Andrew Bay.
And that data is used to help decision makers make decisions on how to best maintain our bays.
How to improve the bay, correct.
Excellent. So what does that process look like? How does the water quality monitoring work?
So the water quality monitoring works. We go out once a month and we collect water quality samples across the watershed. We contact our lab tech, Selena, at FSU, which is where our lab is. She gets all our sampling gear together, our Secchi disc, our water quality sonde, our coolers, our ice, our sample containers. Then the volunteer or myself will come pick up all the gear, go out to their designated area. They have a set area where they sample every month, so they are familiar with that area. They know where their spots are. We have GPS coordinates as well as hard copy maps that go out with the volunteers. You collect your samples at each site. You collect water parameters as well as temperature, dissolved oxygen, nutrients, chlorophyll, fecal coliform. Once you've collected all the samples at all of your sites, you'll bring all of your stuff back to the FSU lab where Selena will be waiting for you. You'll filter your samples, you'll freeze what needs to be frozen, and you'll take some samples to the Bay County lab for analysis. Then you will start all over the next month. And then once the data's been analyzed and we get the results back, then we sit down over the next several months and we start analyzing that data and see what trends we have over time. So we've been collecting data since 1989, so we have a lot of water quality data to compare it to.
A long history to know how the bay has changed in what ways too.
Correct. And then once we have that data analyzed, then we can give that data to watershed managers in the county and they can make decisions based on trends and what the data tells us.
Gotcha. And y'all have more than, or currently a total of 70 water quality sites all across St. Andrews Bay.
Correct. Every month we monitor 70 water quality sites. And right now we're also collecting sediment samples for another project that we just started with the county.
That's great. So what does the sediment samples help?
So the sediment samples, we're looking at contamination. So about 22 years ago, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service collected sediment across the bay to look at contaminants, and that study has not been repeated since then. So we've been contracted through the county as a subcontractor to collect those samples again and see if things have been improved since that study was done 22 years ago.
That's great. Now, one of the things it takes is people with boats to go out to these sites.
Right. So since we're a very small nonprofit, we've kind of gone through the years on just a shoestring budget. So yeah, we're funded by grants and community support. And we couldn't do all the different programs that we do without volunteers. So we're definitely a volunteer-run organization. So if you would like to help the Bay, or if you have it in your heart that you are environmentalist at heart and you just want to do something, you can contact us. If you have a boat, that's great. It's preferred because most of our sites, you do have to have a boat to access. If you don't have a boat, but you can captain a boat, we have a boat that you can use at Baywatch. And if you don't feel comfortable doing either of those, we have other programs where we could use volunteers as well, like our Living Shoreline program, where we do coastal salt marsh habitat restoration. We do seagrass and oyster restoration, and we do grasses and classes with Bay County school students that we could use volunteers for as well. Mm-hmm. So we have other programs that we do that we could use you as well.
If I wanted to volunteer, if I wanted to get involved, how would I go about that?
So you can contact us by sending an email to sabw@standrewbaywatch.org, or you can give us a call at the office, 850-763-4303. If no one's there, leave a message, and we will contact you back. So you can email me or call the office, and somebody will get to you.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, this is a great cause.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because the bays are really one of the ecotourism is a big thing here. So
right.
having the bay is really a big thing, not only for tourism, but also for the folks living here.
Right. So not only is it for recreation, fishing, swimming, and ecotourism, but we also get our drinking water from Deer Point. So St. Andrew Bay is one of the most unique bay systems because it the highest salinity level, and it's so shallow, and it's actually Bay County's most important resource because our drinking water comes from the bay. Yeah. So it's really important to have good water. Yes. Because without good water quality, we don't have recreational fishing, commercial fishing. We don't have oysters and scallops, and we don't have tourism coming into the community. And the other thing is, if you ever take a minute and drive around downtown Panama City or along the bay, there's a lot of businesses on the bay. And without good water quality, those businesses wouldn't be there. The restaurants wouldn't be there because they depend on the fish from the bay. So the bay's really important to Bay County.
Yeah.
Whether you're onshore or off, it really does have a large impact.
It does, yes.
Well, if Christina, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us about St. Andrew's Bay Watch.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. No, thank you.
Of course, if you do want to volunteer or get any more information about St. Andrew's Bay Watch, you can get it online at standrewsbaywatch.org, S-T instead of Saint spelled out.
Yeah.
Or by contacting them at their email, sabw@standrewsbaywatch.org. Christina, thank you again for coming on.
Oh, thank you guys.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to get our weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB right here on The Mix.